This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but the day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds to Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
So it's not a beef of mine, but it is a beef that a traveler went through about a year ago on May the 31st of 2023. He was on a 12-hour flight from Tel Aviv in Israel to JFK. And is JFK New York or D.C.?
JFK is, isn't that the one just outside of New York City?
Okay, all right. So he's on this flight, and he ends up getting irrational, drunk, and they cut him off.
Well, they give you free booze on those long flights.
So, oh, it's free?
Well, nothing's free. It's included in the ticket.
Included in the ticket. So he gets cut off and goes into just this blind rage, right? Tried another flight attendant after one cut him off. She tried to offer him coffee. He kept wanting cigarettes and alcohol. Of course, you can't smoke on a plane. He blamed...
They have a smoke break on these flights? Can't we get a smoke break?
Apparently,
no smoke breaks.
Apparently not in these 12-hour flights. He blamed the irrational behavior on the passing of his father, which, listen, we've all been in situations where a loved one departed from this earth, and it sometimes makes us do things that we never thought we'd do. That's what he blamed it on. Still getting 6 months in prison because he attacked a flight attendant, punched a refrigerator next to that flight attendant's head, and then also grabbed and pushed and punched the flight attendant, which bruised their arm and ripped their uniform. So that was a beef. I don't know that I didn't see the airline in the story, but that is what this traveler did. The beef is him going off on this flight attendant and now getting 6 months in prison for this.
You're mad that happened to him, or you're mad he did that?
I said it's not a beef of mine. It's his beef.
Well, what's your beef, Wednesday? It's not what's random flight guy's beef.
It's just his beef.
Oh. My mom's a flight attendant, and if he would have done that to my mom, that would be my beef.
Yeah. I didn't know your mom was a flight attendant.
For American.
Out of Little Rock, or where'd she fly?
Dallas.
Dallas. Okay.
Fort Worth.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That would be, a neat job to do for a while, being a flight attendant or you know, work in the airlines where... You get to see so many different places. I mean, I've still got this dream of seeing all 50 states, spending time in all 50 states. That'd be probably the best way to ever do it.
I think my dad's in the high 30s. I want to say that
he never counted. I'm probably in the around 30-something. I've been to a lot of states. I don't count it, though. If you've only been in an airport changing planes,
that doesn't count. You're talking about actually
exploring. You got to be
on
the ground. You got to be on the ground or driving through. You got to spend, actual minutes there.
I'm probably in the 20s then, if we're not counting.
You can't just count changing a plane in an airport. That doesn't count.
Like, I've never been to, the only time I've ever been in Charlotte, North Carolina is for a connecting flight. I know that's like one,
you went to North Carolina to Chapel Hill for baseball.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's true. Never mind.
Add that to your list.
Yeah, that's another one. I'd have to actually, now that you mentioned that, I kind of want to tally up how many I've been to. might do that during the break. But yeah, there's plenty of places. Again, I always say this, I'd rather say stateside. And I when I say stateside, I don't just mean in Arkansas, but in the United States. There's plenty of places in Arkansas that I've yet to visit that I want to prior to kicking the can. I just don't have this huge appetite to go overseas when there's so many other places to visit here in the United States.
I've got two international trips for future years I'm planning right now. That I, you know, that to me, the planning and the anticipation of a trip is just almost not as much fun as actual going on the trip, but the planning and the anticipation is part of the fun of an adventure.
Yeah, we've got this golf trip that we have planned for about, I don't know, 4 months, 5 months now, and the group text is we're a month out, keeps popping off and people keep getting excited. There's plenty of trips that you can have to take. We were talking about this a little bit a week or so ago with baseball season concluding early, which sucks. I'm ticked about it just like y'all are, but that maybe gives us more of an opportunity to explore the state of Arkansas and go to places, restaurants, towns, in Arkansas.
Where should we go?
Golf courses.
Right, where's the first place in Arkansas me and you should adventure out with our free time now?
Well, selfishly, I would say a nice golf course, but if we actually want to go to like somewhere historic,
Well, you could do both.
Fairfield Bay is pretty cool.
Where's that, Big C?
Well, it's up around.
Yeah.
It's north of Conway. I'm trying to help just, you know, you go north of Conway up 65, you hang a right, and it's in that area.
I got into, now I only went to like two of them last year, but the swimming holes and waterfalls and the different places in the natural state, there's so many of them that are like unknown or just not as, you just don't realize they're there. So anything like that nature-wise would be something I would love to just do a show at a lookout or something like that. But the issue is
Whitaker internet. Point. That's where we should start.
Where is Whitaker Point actually?
South of Harrison.
That's a hike, isn't it?
Down by Jasper. It's the most, probably one of the most photographed scenes in our state.
Photographed scene. Whitaker Point. You've always talked about O'Art Cafe.
Yeah, I'd love to go there.
Which I've never been
to. I'd be all in for doing a show at O'Art Cafe.
So, these are all ideas, and we'd love to. I know there's
people.
Where
else should we go? Like Jones Barbecue over there.
I've been to.
Not Marion, but it's over that way.
You got, it's Mariana. Yeah, Mariana. Jones Barbecue. I've been to Craig's and Duvall's Bluff.
Yeah, I've been there. Okay.
Yeah, but those are, again, pockets, parts of our state where we have listeners and we just don't get over to enough.
I've never been to the Crater of Diamonds in Murfreesboro.
I have been to that.
I have not done that.
My father took me there. Fun. The Rattlers.
Never been to Nashville, Arkansas that I remember.
The Scrappers.
I would love to go there. There's a lot of places that, I would say bucket list Arkansas destinations we need to get to. O'Art Cafe is a good one we need to get onto. Hey, if you haven't downloaded the Hit That Line Now app, why not? What are you waiting on? Ty will pay for it today. His own credit. It's free. So that's how you know he's going to pay for it. Download the Hit That Line Now app. You can listen. You can watch. You can catch up on podcasts. What else can you do on there?
The new talkback feature that we're going to talk about at some point today.
Are we promoting that yet?
I was planning on it.
Glad we had that meeting. All right. Hit That Line Now app. Catch it in the Apple App Store. Be sure and download it wherever you get your apps and use it every day. The Hit That Line Now app from Ty Richardson and ESPN Arkansas.
All right, we'll talk more. Trevin Brazil.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our six locations in Northwest Arkansas.
Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Join the conversation. Call or text ESPN Arkansas on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 877-377-6963.
And that's where Richard Davenport is right now. He's set to join us to talk a little recruiting. Trevin Brazil, again, I guess recommitting to this Arkansas basketball team. Kind of a new phrase that we've had with the transfer portal the last few years. Arkansas football did get a commitment earlier this week. They're seventh in the class of 2025. Plus, we'll talk about the latest on 2025 guard Malik Thomas, who is a five-star player in this upcoming class. Apparently, JT's wife, before we get to Richard, is in vacation mode. They've got their anniversary coming up in Turks and Caicos.
Ooh, love Turks and Caicos.
And JT says, will he get in trouble by streaming the Morning Rush? Yes is minus 1,000. No is plus 500. He anticipates getting in trouble.
What are we saying? Have you ever been to Turks and Caicos?
I've only been out of the country once. It's Cabo. It's terrible.
Cabo was terrible? How do you have a terrible time in Cabo?
The place we stayed at, you've been around me. I'm not really picky, but it was the worst food I've ever had. I didn't get sick, but it was terrible. That's why.
You just had a bad experience, but Cabo's awesome. Been there two or three times.
Awesome.
Turks and Caicos, Grace Bay, one of the best beaches in the world. Me and my wife celebrated our 15th anniversary there. Not a very big island, but awesome time there. They have shot two or three different Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover. That's where they've shot them. I mean, that's how beautiful the beach is what I'm saying.
That's what I think about the location when I'm scrolling the magazine.
Well, they don't shoot them in Muskogee. I mean, they find a pretty pleasant location. Grace Bay is one of the best beaches in the world. Turks and Caicos is an awesome trip.
Can't wait to go back.
I hadn't been there in 5 years, but it was awesome.
Add it to the bucket list. All right, let's talk to Richard Davenport now. Richard, do you guys have any vacations planned? You and Mrs. D before the football season begins?
We're still discussing. She's going to do a big trip during the fall when I'm not available to get away. So
how convenient.
But that's the way it goes. But that's all right. But I want to go back to what you guys were saying earlier. Is Ty eating healthy?
Yeah. No.
I mean, that was...
He had a salad last month.
Yeah, legitimately.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, last month. I got you.
He did have a salad last month.
Sarcastic, okay.
Yeah. Not going to do it anytime soon, but yes, I did enjoy it last month. Richie, you got a healthy basketball roster right now full of guys that have played college basketball, a couple five-star freshmen, and guys that were already under Cal in Lexington. What did you think about Arkansas bringing back Trevin Brazil, and did this kind of come out of the woodworks to you?
I wasn't shocked by it. No, I thought it might be a possibility, but did I know it was going to happen? No. I think it makes sense. I mean, you got a guy already on campus. I would imagine he came to Cal and said, you know, I'd like to come back and. You know, hey, if he's healthy and he improves a little bit as far as just his consistency, great addition. That's the key. So I was somewhat surprised, but wasn't shocked.
Now you mentioned his durability. That's a question. I mean, Missouri, 2 years at Arkansas, season in the ACL. How much is that a concern, considering Arkansas seems to have a smaller roster ideology heading into this year?
You got three bigs. I mean, 2 6-10s and a 7'2", and then you got at 6'8". You got some decent size. I mean, I don't think that they're going to be that small. Yeah.
How far is Trevin away from being a realistic NBA prospect? He's 21 years old. Clearly, he didn't get the draft grade that he was looking for to go ahead and move forward. In your estimate, how far away do you think he is, and will another year at Arkansas get him over that threshold?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
The multi-billion-dollar question.
He'll play professionally somewhere. Obviously, will it be the NBA? Right now, you just don't know. Evidently, he did pretty well in the combine from a physical standpoint. Showed some very good athleticism, which we all know that he has. I think he just has to be able to see the floor on a consistent basis and be a little bit more consistent with his play. And I think he probably thinks that maybe Cal can help him, improve that, 10, 15, 20% that he probably needs, I guess, or something like that. But the main thing, just staying on the floor.
Yeah, I was talking with someone that is more than familiar with the program last week. And my thought on this, and I don't know, he's going to be around better competition. He's going to be playing with better players in practice. And just the situation of being in those practices and playing with those better players might be better than the situation he'd be in where he could be a starter and get regular minutes. And I know that sounds backwards, but...
No, I think if you're
trying to go to the NBA and that's the ultimate goal, even if you're not getting a ton of minutes at Arkansas, the practices and the competition, Richard, you'll go up against there might serve you better to... the end means you're after than even going down a level or down a notch and being a starter and being a star.
No, I agree. I think sometimes effort sometimes seems to be lacking at times. Sense of urgency. Improve along with obviously staying on the floor. And I think what you just said makes a lot of sense, and it will push him and he needs to be pushed. And let's face it, he knows this is do or die for him. He has to, if he wants to get to the NBA and you know, get on a roster, he's got to pick it up. And I think you make a good point, and I think he'll be pushed. Whether or not he takes advantage of the situation remains to be seen.
Richard Davenport with us on the McCarty Daniel Hotline, Whole Hog Sports, Arkansas Democrat Gazette. RD, last basketball question before we move on to football. One of the guys that wants to also make it to the NBA is Malik Thomas, five-star guard, set to visit Arkansas, I think, in the middle of June. Your thoughts on a kid that Arkansas seems to be after?
Yeah. He's visiting the 25th through the 27th. 6'3", 6'4", about 175, consensus of five-star, top 10 prospect, number one or number two shooting guard, according to, you know, whatever recruiting service you want to look at. Yesterday, he was named the most valuable player in the Pangos camp, which is, you know, the elite of the elite. Mm-hmm. Prospects throughout the country. So obviously he had a very good camp and was the best of the very best in the country. And then we also got to mention Jacob Lanier from Maumelle, 2026 guard, who was the MVP of the top 30 game, All-American game. So the top 30 prospects out of that camp play in the final game, and he was the MVP of that game. So Malik obviously showed out along with Lanier.
One of the things we talked with you last week about is Parkview football and kind of the reemergence of a Central Arkansas school that's much needed for this college to have success in high school football. Richard, Quinn Murphy commits. I think he's one of five guys on that roster that have not just Arkansas offers, but plenty of D1 offers. How important was earlier this week to get his commitment to maybe have a chance at some of the other four guys?
Well, I think it definitely helps. I mean, one of it will be the deciding factor for all of the guys. I don't know about that, but I think it helps. Creates a little bit of momentum. He's a guy that 6'1", about 205 pounds, and can play multiple positions. They're recruiting him as an athlete. He wants to play receiver. Being 6'1", about 205, and obviously ability to continue to grow, he could maybe even play linebacker or corner or safety in addition to receiver. Might even be able to jump in there at running back. Who knows? But he'll probably start off at receiver and see what happens after that. But you mentioned five guys on that team have Arkansas offers, and there's several others that have other D1 offers. So it's amazing what Coach Boating has done. I mean, the program was in very, very bad shape when he got there, and now it's back-to-back state titles and probably a very good possibility of winning a third. But you got to give him a lot of credit, and along with Bobby is mm-hmm. his brother, who's the DC. Murphy's a guy that played at Joe T. Robinson the past two seasons, and he transferred to Parkview for a senior year. So when you have success getting guys to the next level, other guys who are hoping to do the same or kind of gravitate towards your program, and that's exactly what happened with Murphy with Parkview.
Richard Davenport with us on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. All right, let's talk about the next two, this month and next month. Arkansas coaches have a couple things going on. Vacation is maybe their top priority. They got individual and some team camps and stuff coming up this month, and then they get a little bit of a break. You kind of counter that with the Arkansas high school schedules, who, a lot of these teams will have pad camps and get together with, their high school programs, and then they've got the dead period. Kind of give the audience the walkthrough, because I know that coaches are busy with what they've got going on. There's some evaluation this summer, and then, before we know it, it's going to be mid-July, and then they're getting ready for August camp.
Yeah, it's going to fly by, and we're going to be talking about the opening of fall camp pretty soon. But they had 13 official visitors over the weekend. They'll have, I counted at least 7 or 8, and I think that number will probably grow this weekend. And then today they have a team camp, and then Saturday starts their first camp, which is a youth camp, which is probably my favorite camp, just because you see these kindergarten kids and third graders or fourth graders running around, and it's kind of comical. Then several other camps after that, and two more official visit weekends also. So that goes till June the 23rd. The 24th of June starts the dead period. It goes to July the 24th. And like you said, that's when all the coaches will be taking vacation, not only in Arkansas, but throughout the country, and then get ready for fall camp. But at the end of this month, after the 23rd, the coaches will definitely be ready to go on vacation after all the official visitors and all the camps that they're going to be having.
And I guess it's, you know, to anyone that's got a kid playing sports at the high school level, pointing out that dead period and the high school dead period align, I think, is important, because those might be the most favorite 2 weeks of any parent's calendar year is the 2 weeks of the dead period at the end of June and the 1st of July.
Yeah, let's face it. And I think it's youth sports is way too much on steroids. The parents always traveling year round with their kids, and with travel ball, with 7-on-7 basketball, and the downtime for parents and kids is pretty small. And I wish that they would reevaluate all this. I really do. I just don't think we talked about it in the past, maybe especially for baseball, with all the injuries, especially with the arms. I think playing almost year round is not the best thing to do. And I also think for fat family time, I think it's just I think it's a little much. But I don't know. Maybe at some point people will start to rethink it and think, because I think I talked to a parent the other day, said that they're not going to be playing travel ball. Some parents are starting to stand up and say, no, enough's enough.
Yeah, there's nothing more expensive than travel sports. I think that's about as hard on the pocketbook as it gets for mom and dad right now.
Cheerleading's the worst.
Well, gymnastics, there's none of it that's cheap. I mean, but I know that, I've got a son entering freshman football this year. Now, his school has the two weeks of mandatory dead period. They're taking a third week on the front end of that. And, that's when you squeeze in that one vacation. And I think sometimes you got to step back and realize, hey, coaches have families and kids and things they want to do as well. So I think we've reached a point where it's gotten to the brink of being carried away.
Well, I hope so. I think you're starting to have people question the situation and just the whole philosophy of playing year round and all the demands and like you said, it's not cheap. You're always on the go, and I'm sure some parents add up debt to the credit card and try to pay it off later on or something. It's not cheap, and I don't know, man. I hope it someday we kind of slow things down a little bit.
Man, these kids are draining all my Hilton Honors points. I mean, I got no Southwest Airlines miles left. They're using all my goodies up.
Yeah, and it doesn't take long either.
Nope, sure doesn't. Well, Richard, appreciate you being with us this morning. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll catch up with you next Wednesday here on the Morning Rush.
All right. Good luck on that healthy eating. Thanks,
brother.
He's all over it. He's got a planner for every meal. Richard Davenport with us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. We're brought to you by Wheels RV, 5 miles west of exit 72 off of I-49 in Springdale. Dad is celebrated this month, or supposed to be. I saw yesterday where there's $22 million in Father's Day spending this year. I bet that's a fraction of Mother's Day spending. But nonetheless, Father's Day is here, and right now you can treat Dad to an awesome summer of camping at Wheels RV. Get by and see the great selection. They've got a great deal for Dad to enjoy, and it's all there for you, plus the lifetime warranty that will put Dad at ease. So give Dad the gift of camping and family memories that will last a lifetime all summer long. You can do it all this month with special deals for Father's Day. Wheels RV, 5 miles west of Exit 72, off of I-49 in Springdale. Seek, explore, discover with Wheels RV.
What is wrong with you?
I want to complain.
I'm complaining.
I want to complain about
complaining.
I want to complain.
It really pisses me off today.
To simply listen to people whine and complain.
I'm angry. I'm spitting angry. I'm like a tornado of anger swirling about. My heart rate is dangerously high right now.
I'm complaining because not enough people tickle, hug, or smile.
I'm so mad I could eat ball bearings and crap BBs.
It's time for What's Your Beef Wednesday.
And on that Father's Day subject, my dad, for whatever reason, asked for the lamest gifts. Like, I got his already, and I guess the coolest thing that I've got him for, like, pseudo Father's Day or birthday was the Chiefs weekend last year, the opening.
That's a good gift, too.
And that was, he hadn't been there in 35 years or whatever it was.
A great gift.
But they lost. So I
guess. But that wasn't why he wanted to go. You don't understand this yet. Yeah. And you will a little later in life, but he just wanted the time with you, the memory with you. That was the gift.
It was cool.
For you to slow down your highly intense social schedule to spend some time with Dad. That's all he wanted.
Yeah. It was a good weekend. We enjoyed barbecue. We enjoyed
I'm doing the same thing tonight. Me and my oldest daughter are going to Kansas City to a concert this evening. And that's my Father's Day gift.
Did you decide on a place to go eat yet?
No, I'll let her pick.
Okay. That's probably smart. All right, Izzy, what's your beef?
I'm sure she'll pay, right?
Yeah. I'm sure. I think it's one thing. I think your son...
I'm gonna hold my breath.
I think your son desires to pay for stuff once he gets to a certain age for his father. I don't know if that's the nature
that's
of a daughter.
That's never true with a daughter.
No, I don't think
I don't know. She bought the concert tickets.
Oh, well, yeah.
Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you. I've had a heart attack.
He didn't mention that.
I'm just looking forward to spending a 24 hours with her.
Chris in Fayetteville's Beef is a radio show that asks for calls and texts and then doesn't read every single call and text. Chris, you realize
we just
that
read
we get,
yours.
Yeah, we did do that.
Chris, send better texts. Yeah. We'll read them.
And I feel like most of the time, Chris, you're just complaining about
He's
something.
He's the guy that wanted the cameras so badly.
He is, and he finally got them.
Chris, we gave you the... I mean, Chris, our beef is you don't say anything positive.
Yeah.
We love you. Keep listening. Keep watching, but...
Be more positive.
Come on, man. Drink your coffee earlier.
One of my beefs is, does anyone else have LeBron fatigue? we're in the midst of the...
I'm fatigued with my fatigue. I'm about over it, yeah.
We're in the midst of the NBA Finals starting this week. Daniel Gafford, Jordan Walsh, one Razorback is going to walk away with the trophy. And all I can hear about when it comes to the NBA is J.J. Redick going to be LeBron's head coach? Are they going to continue to do the podcast? Where's Bronny going to be slotted? Bronny's not good, y'all. He's not. And the only reason he has a chance in the NBA is because of his father. It's nepotism at its finest. Now, it is really, really frustrating to me that, like, I just continue any time there's NBA mention, LeBron has to get mentioned. I realize he's been the face of the NBA for a number of years now, but they need to move on. I mean, he's at the twilight of his career.
I think the sun is set.
You think the sun? I mean, he still had, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you he wasn't.
Well, they had to expand the playoffs so he could get in it, right?
Yes.
They had that tournament.
I'm tired.
Did they go one and done in that tournament? I believe that's right.
Yeah, they lost to, I don't know.
I still don't understand all this in-season tournament. I still don't understand all of that. But nonetheless, that's not your point.
If not for Christian Laettner, J.J. Redick would be the most hated Bloop Doo Devil of all.
Blue Devil. They're all hard
Blue
words.
Blue Devil of all time. This is a guy that's never coached college basketball, much less an NBA team. The only reason he's even being considered.
Why in the hell doesn't just LeBron coach the team himself?
Bill Russell at
that way he could sign his son. He could be a player coach for a year and live out his dream and move on.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, let's just do it.
That is a beef. I just continually hear about that. I guess I don't remember the last player's coach. I remember Bill Russell, I think, won a championship or two with the Celtics.
The last one that comes to mind for me, and it's not even the same sport, would be Pete Rose, you know? But Wasn't he player coach too?
I'm not as familiar with that, but I just.
Here's what LeBron needs to do. Quit playing basketball. Just become the commissioner of the NBA. Boot Adam Silver out. Put him in charge. He's so smart, knows everything. Let him do it.
Yeah. So LeBron
is that a bad idea?
It's a terrible idea, but he would think it's a great idea.
All right. Be sure and download the Hit That Line Now app. Ty's face is all over it. You can see it. It's just a wonderful thing. It's free in the Apple App Store.
We're trying to get downloads. Not.
We've had over a million online listens in the last 60 days.
Yep.
The app is working well. Mm-hmm. Like 1.1 mm-hmm. million.
It's been awesome.
So be sure and download that. It's easy to take everything we do at ESPN Arkansas and Hit That Line on the go with your phone, no matter where you're at in the world. It's the Hit That Line Now app.
Hour two coming up. More about talk about 10 Cent Beer Night in Cleveland 50 years ago last night.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at GoPascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
All right, time for your Morning Rush Daily Question. It's brought to you by Red River Dodge in Heber Springs. Trevin Brazil has been, they announced yesterday, he's coming back to Arkansas for another season. He's Razorback number 9. What is your excitement level and what is your expectation for Trevin Brazil's, fourth season of college basketball? Ty, what's your expectation? What's your excitement level for Trevin Brazil being a Razorback again?
I think it just depends on what Trevin you get. And I think it's a little early and premature to be steadfast in one way or another. Because if you get the sophomore pre-ACL Trevin Brazil, then you can't be anything but jacked and excited and pumped. Because if that guy plays this upcoming season and adds to your team like he did 2 years ago, you're going to have a heck of a basketball team. Now, if you get last year's Trevin Brazil, who was constantly injured outside of the Duke game and maybe a game here and there, was just not himself, didn't look like he gave a lot of effort on the defensive end. And listen, as someone that's been through an ACL injury, it is not a one-year recovery process. Even after a year, it takes really a couple to get back. So my hope is that he comes back even stronger with his knee and that he's revived. And sometimes it's like a change of leadership, right? Sometimes you just need a new face talking to you, yelling at you in some cases. I think this is ultimately the best way I can phrase it. If Cal's good with it, then it sounds like you should possibly be good.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for these conversations, because how many times has Calipari said as he's been out, A, in his initial press conferences, B, as he travels the state a little bit and we hear more from him, he's come back to, hey, I met with a team. There was no team. I looked at the schedule. There was no schedule. he's been pretty pointed about, you know, there weren't any players in that room on that team, and that seemed to be a check mark against you. So I would love to know what the conversation was between Trevin and Coach Cal, and who had to convince who. Because I think Trevin had to convince Calipari, hey, I'm going to be a good teammate. I'm not going to cause you problems. My attitude is in check. I'm not going to be an issue for you. I'll make your practices better and hopefully your games as well. Because I think that's where it starts with Trevin. He's going to be a heck of a practice player for you. And maybe he gains some minutes. I'd love to be wrong and him be a player that cracks the starting lineup. But, Ty, I don't see that with what John Calipari's already recruited.
Yeah, I think this is a guy that has a lot of potential. We talked about it numerous times. We thought he was going to be the focal point of last year's team, and he wasn't. What did Eric Musselman constantly complain about 2 years ago? The loss of Nick Smith and Trevin Brazil, guy that he thought both guys would be all-conference players. Nick ended up coming back tail end of the season. Trevin, because of the ACL, never did. So I think we almost have to readjust and recalibrate our expectations of Trevin Brazil. We can't go back to preseason last year because I don't think he's going to be the number one dog. But if he's a guy that can be maybe your sixth man or a guy that can just contribute here and there, you just want him invested. If Trevin Brazil is invested in basketball, this team, Cal's philosophy, and everything else, then this is a good move. If he's not, it's not going to pan out. Like Scott says, again, it reminds him after the year of the ACL constructions, it's tough on big guys that have to move and stuff, and he thinks that he's going to be a lot better. Alex says he'll help or he won't play, kind of like you talked about. If he doesn't give 100%, then he's probably not going to see.
I think he could give 100% and still not get in the regular rotation. Big C, are you excited? Do you think he's going to be a factor in conference games?
I don't think he's going to be like Ty was saying, I don't think he's going to be like a first option type guy. I think he's going to provide some depth off the bench. He's going to, you know, force the defense to kind of step out, and, you know, he can hit the three ball pretty well. So I just think he's a good player to have as an option. I don't see him taking this dramatic leap this year and, you know, cracking, like you said, the starting lineup or anything. Cause I mean, We got two other big men that can shoot it pretty well, and they're pretty good at defense too.
Josh and Harrison says that his excitement level is about a one. Chaz and Fayetteville says if anyone can develop the guy, it's John Calipari. Like and that. Single A says he hopes that he can help toughen up Trevin Brazil.
Here's where I'm at. I think Trevin is better than your average practice player you're going to get at this point. Much better. Much more than you could probably expect if you're John Calipari. I think that's the attraction. For me, for Trevin Brazil, and I said this in the last hour with Richard, I believe the competition in practice will make him better. Clearly, he's found out he's not an NBA player yet. If he's going to become one, he's better off at Arkansas, practicing with the caliber of player and the quality of staff that you have at Arkansas now, than he is going somewhere else, lower Power 5 or even another SEC program. Well, maybe I don't go that far, but a lot of situations where he could go in and start probably wouldn't do as much to develop him, even as a bench player at Arkansas, with the quality of practices and the development he's going to get and the connections of John Calipari in professional basketball. It may not be the NBA for Trevin. He can make money playing pro ball somewhere. I think Calipari's his best chance to do that, and I think he got a rude awakening when he dipped his toe into the NBA waters, had a good combine, but clearly has found out you're probably not a top 60 player, available player in the world right now, and you need more development.
Yeah, when you look
at I think the practices at Arkansas is exactly what he's going to need to have a chance to ever get there.
When you look at his combine numbers, they were outstanding, top five in a bunch of different categories. So he has the physical tools we've known about. Just can he put it all together in what we expect his final year at Arkansas.
All right, that's your Morning Rush Daily Question. It's brought to you by Red River Dodge in Heber Springs. They are Arkansas's number one Ram dealer. Log on at redriverdodge.com.
What is wrong with you?
I want to complain.
I'm complaining.
I want to complain about
complaining.
I want to complain.
It really pisses me off today.
To simply listen to people whine and complain.
I'm angry.
I'm spinning angry. I'm like a tornado of anger, swirling about. My heart rate is dangerously high right now.
I'm complaining because not enough people tickle, hug, or smile.
I'm so mad I could eat ball bearings and crap BBs.
It's time for What's Your Beef Wednesday.
All right, so I gave my beef at the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour talking about LeBron, or the end of the 6 o'clock hour talking about LeBron James fatigue. That was one of mine. I've got a couple yep. more. What is your beef as we start?
Boneheads. Boneheads that are calling and texting and creating group messages with their buddies. One to tell Dave Van Horn how to do his job. I mean, not everywhere you go, but the conversation of who should be fired on this baseball staff just is insanity to me. I understand they've had two disappointing endings in the last year. But do you... And listen, you might change a coach and get a better result, but I'm not sure the two are necessarily, hey, 2 + 2 = 4 in this equation, so to speak. This idea that Dave Van Horn just isn't the right fit and all the... And this is the fringe fan base saying this, but the problem I have and my beef is people hear this 5% fringe because I believe that's about what it is. I believe the vast majority of our fan base have full confidence and belief in Dave Van Horn and letting him to figure out, you know, who should be his top two assistants on this mm-hmm. staff. I'm in that camp. But we let this 5% fringe, who have the right to their opinion, paint a narrative that I think people believe represent a far greater portion of our fan base. Do you believe it's more than 5 or... single-digit percentage of our fan base? I read the text. We get a handful, but they're a handful compared to the rest of it.
On that,
my beef is people think that's the way Arkansas fans are right now with their mindset, and I just don't believe firing a coach is the answer or that Dave needs to make these radical changes in order to get back to the College World Series. I think we've become a little... We've lost our way a little bit as a fan base with baseball because we've been spoiled.
That's 100% true. Now, that question you just put in regards to like Dave not getting it or just choosing
my beef
his
is we're letting the we're, my beef is we're okay. letting the fringe paint the narrative for the fan base, and I don't believe it to be accurate at all.
Kind of like the Eric Musselman saga that played out, where there was the one or two people that were like, he needs to leave. It was never the consensus from this fan base. 99% of this fan base didn't want Musk to leave, but media took hold of a few social media people and were like, yeah, it was getting bad in Fayetteville,
we're
Arkansas.
Painting a narrative that's mm-hmm. not, I say we, there is a narrative being painted by some that I don't believe is a true reflection of how the fan base feels about Arkansas baseball and its leadership.
Josh and Harrison says that that you're stealing his beef this morning on the McCarty. Okay. So I think here's what I will say. I don't think this was a microcosm of just this year, because I've told you the last 4 seasons, they've been outside the top 10 in batting average. So what you can say, it's a Dave thing. You can say it's a Nate Thompson thing. What they've been doing hasn't worked. This is not me making an outlandish statement. Hey, they lost fire. So
things need to change, but it's not necessarily change in leadership that needs to happen.
Correct. But if, what I will give the people that have pushed back on the idea that nothing needs to, or something like that, is they actually have evidence that this is not working this way.
No, I think 100% of the fan base believes we need to hit the ball better. No, that's inarguable that the statistics say that. No one's arguing that we need more timely hitting and we need a better batting average. But the idea that it's almost like you're saying Dave's not paying attention to how hitters are being coached, or that he doesn't have a hand in the direction that's going. That's what I hear in that, because it's a smaller staff and we're trying to apply football logic to baseball, and that doesn't work. But the idea that Dave wouldn't have his hand on what's going on with both the pitching and the hitting, and he would allow Nate Thompson to go in a direction that wasn't his direction, is that's an asinine thought to me.
Here, I'll equate it to football, right? See, the worst offensive line Pittman's maybe ever coached in college this past season, even though it's not him directly, right? And you bring in Eric Mateos after. Now, why am I blanking on the offense? Who's the offensive line coach last year? Help me on this. He's at Mississippi State now. I can tell you what college. He's in Starkville.
Why are you putting me on the spot? Like Brad, God, no.
Oh, my God. Not Brad. Brad Davis. He's at LSU. Yeah. That was a couple years ago. All right, so someone help me on that. So Pittman got blamed a lot for what his offensive line, because he's got the offensive line background, and that's, like, his position. And
dude, you know, had a beard.
My
Cody Kennedy.
Yeah, thank you. Cody, my guess is that I don't know if this to be factually correct, but my guess is that Pittman and Cody may have had a conversation after. It's like, hey, it might be best if you try and find another job. Because coaches don't want, like, if there's ever a coaching change, rare is it, like, that people have the Nick Saban process where he just fires it. Like, it's almost, inhumane and soulless at times, the way that Nick Saban has gone about. But that's why he's a great coach, because he just looks at what happens. And I think for a lot of this, you tell me if I'm wrong, has been placed at the feet of Nate Thompson. I feel like a lot of the offensive line woes, people equated it to being Sam Pittman's fault.
Well,
but this is happening with Nate Thompson, right? That's what people...
Again, no one argues you need to hit the ball better. No one argues that you need to hit in a timely fashion when you got guys in running position and runners on the bases. That's not the argument, that the job isn't getting done. The idea of what I believe is a fringe of the fan base painting the idea that, hey, it's time for change at the top. And we've got in text this week about Dave shouldn't be the coaching board. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I just don't want that narrative, because a vocal minority becomes the one. Because a lot of times we sit back, we listen, we absorb, and we listen to the fringe, and we think that's how everyone feels. And I don't think that's how everyone feels.
Mr. Pibbs says, Tommy, that's society in general. The vocal minority gets all the pub, especially on social media.
And hitting is so mental, too. It's like, it's a fickle thing. Like,
so is pitching.
You can practice and do certain habits, but, you know, where are you at in your mind?
But like, I think Chuck said, I think Chuck provided some wonderful insight on Monday that college baseball, and particularly the SEC, has become a style like the majors, where it's power hitting, power throwing, and it's either doubles or home runs, or is the approach at the plate. I don't watch a ton of Major League Baseball, but that's exactly what the SEC has become. And if you want to recruit, and you look back at where Arkansas's recruiting really took a leap, it was right before COVID, and you went from having, top 10, top 15 baseball classes I don't have it in front of me. You may know. You may not know. When's the last time Arkansas has been out of the top five nationally in baseball in a recruiting class? It's probably been 5 years.
Probably a good guess, yeah.
But why is that? It was the change in approach that, hey, we're going to run this thing for power hitting, home run numbers, power hitting numbers, and velocity and hard throwing's just become, commonplace anymore. And I think some of that's the TrackMan taking over. The analysis of the data has taken over. But how many bunts do you see watching SEC baseball anymore? How much small ball and bunting a guy over do you see? I know choking up on the bat's not something you're going to do on a regular basis, but sometimes you just need to get the ball in play. Kind of like you choke up on a golf club to keep it in bounds. Same thing here sometimes. But try getting that top upper echelon, upper crust player, and that's what, hey, we're going to bring in here to bunt.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Justin says it definitely bothers Dave more than anyone else. I know that's not to diminish how you feel right now following Arkansas's early exit, but I can guarantee you Justin's right.
Well,
Single A says DBH for president, and Dave we trust. Ben in Fayetteville saying Dave Van Horn is the Moses of college baseball. He can get us to the mountain, but he can't get us to the promised land.
But the consistency, I don't think we value. And listen, the promised land is the national title. I get that. No one wants more than Dave, I presume. And I think that's probably accurate. But, back to the beef. The beef is we have this narrative that some are unhappy, that paints a picture of maybe the fan base is unhappy. And this is not even a conversation that's even a starter with the people that really matter. And that would be Hunter Yurecek. That would be school administration. That would be big donors. I hadn't talked to one or heard of one or seen a tweet one that would lead you to believe that anyone that actually have a real say in this would be unsatisfied in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, let me present this angle before we take a call real quick on the McCarty Dana hotline. Is it fair for me to say that Dave has been given everything he's asked for? since Hunter has been the athletics director. I know him and Jeff Long.
That last part, yes.
I know.
I
Jeff,
mean, I don't know what he's asked for. I just know that their facility package is second to none in the SEC.
Yeah, you think about the indoor. You think about Bob Walker Stadium. I don't know the NIL.
The Hunt Center out there.
I don't know the NIL exactly, but I'm going to guess Arkansas baseball has a decent to top 10. Maybe he wants number one. He had a comment earlier this year, said coaches are always looking for more NIL, which he's 100% right. So if my assertion is correct about Hunter being and giving him everything he wants, boosters, everything entangled on that, I think that, like, whether it's fair or not, and it's kind of like the Nolan thing, you build this beast, right?
Mm-hmm. Now you got to feed it.
The regular season, again, it's not necessarily fair, and it's an absurd amount of pressure, and that
Musk got it back to that basketball in a short amount of time.
It's been diminished, and I think that...
Find you some football coaches that can take this program to 3 out of 5 playoffs.
Well, think about
expanded play, and we would expect to be there every year.
I think that's a good question. So I was listening to Matt talk about this yesterday. I listened to him and Big C a lot of yesterday's show. And I mean, I still remember 2002 when Matt won the SEC West. I still remember 95. I was less than 1 year old, but I read about it, watched the games and stuff. And you remember 2006, and you should have been 98. We all know what happened. But those... To me, those three are more significant because they're rare, right? And it's not fair to Dave, Nate Thompson, and Matt Hobbs, and the rest of that staff, it's just not rare anymore. And when something is considered not rare, it's diminished. Well, it's seen less valuable. Again, I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but that is the reality of Arkansas baseball right now.
See, when do you get upset in life about anything?
When I do something a lot of times stupid.
When you get a result you didn't expect. When you open your electric bill and you're expecting $120 and it's $240, you're upset.
Because then you got to call.
When you take your car to the shop to get something done and you're expecting $100 and it's $350, but if you knew up front, hey, it's going to be $350 and they hand you a bill and it's $350, are you upset? No, because you got what you expected. That's true in every walk of life. We only get PO'd when we don't get the result we expect, be it a bill, be it an outcome, be it a football, basketball, or baseball season. The expectation is to be at least in a super regional, to be in Omaha. We didn't get what we expect. So, by God, we need a pound of flesh, and somebody's got to pay. Mm-hmm. But it must be a coach. Can't be Dave because he's the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
And that's the fan base. And it's such a talking out of both sides of your mouth, dumb mentality that, hey, Dave and Dave we trust and he is the program, but yet we need to paint this narrative that the fans want to run off a coach because Dave isn't smart enough to evaluate it. That's crazy talk. You know, again, we had a text a moment ago, Josh and Harrison, hey, Dave's not the one sending him to plate to swing for the fences. Yeah, but at the same time, there's an approach that they've recruited. And I think at the end of the day, you got to look at, all right, how do we construct this roster to build a lineup that can do a multitude of things? You were really good defensively this year. For a lot of the season, you were really good pitching. You had three solid starters till about 6 weeks ago. And then that came unraveled, and that was the undoing, and that exposed the hitting that needed to be at a higher level. We knew it, and there it was there in the background, but you had good defense and excellent pitching that overcame some of that. And that's why you had a great conference record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but again, I don't want a vocal minority to paint with a broad brush and represent the vast majority of us that, you know, after we breathe a little bit can realize, you know, this consistency we've had is pretty darn good. And what Dave has done here over 20 years is pretty damn good.
Cajun says, listen to Fortune Cookie Tommy every morning at 7:30 for your daily wisdom. That's
hopefully
pretty,
I'm better than a fortune cookie.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, I learned from Tommy's reference earlier, there's two type of music in Nashville. You say country and western, well, Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers. Okay. If you haven't seen that movie, Ty, you need to watch it. That's a reference to that movie.
Okay. Well, I learned that a little bit. This
not the greatest movie of all time, but it's up there.
It's worth it's worth watching. Yeah. I also learned I got a chance to visit with Larry Rath this week and stopped by and saw him and his son David at Rath Mitsubishi in Springdale. I did not realize that they certified all their pre-owns. And when it comes to that, you hear about like the certified new cars and the process that a lot of people go through. That's not really a common thought in the car industry when it comes to their pre-owns, but they go through this whole process at both of their Meineke Key Car Care Centers, and they make sure that you get the best vehicle possible. David is a big Back to Future fan. He's got the almanac. He's got the hoverboard. You can ask him any question. Make sure when you stop by and see David at Rath Mitsubishi in Springdale, you ask him which is his favorite Back to the Future movie. Do you have a favorite of the three?
I still like the first.
I do too.
That's one of the few that the sequels didn't disappoint. Mm-hmm. That's one of the few that you can say. Rocky would... maybe there in that conversation. Back to the Future is probably the best one.
Yeah, it is. I think they're great. I like the first one, but it is one of those things that you can enjoy all three of them. So David, again, knows any pop culture question, you can ask him. He decided to work for his dad even after starting with him in high school, which I know that a lot of people don't want to work with their dad. I completely understand. I love my dad. I don't know if I could work in the pharmaceutical industry with him, but stop by and see them at both locations, north and south of the tunnel, Rath Mitsubishi in Springdale, and online at rathmitsubishi.com, and then in Fort Smith at Rath Auto Resources at rathauto.com. All right, so we've got still some things to discuss with Trevin Brazil. I also haven't mentioned, I failed to mention this just yet, Jeff Goodman reported yesterday that the Jimmy B Classic, Tommy, in Madison Square Garden, now he listed the Tennessee and Miami game second. I don't even know if that means it's going to be the second game that night or what, but it's scheduled for Tuesday, December the 10th.
Okay.
That is reportedly from Jeff Goodman of Field of 68. Jeff's got pretty good insight when it comes to college basketball news, so it's a Tuesday night. That happens to fall on the night before I turn 30, which would be pretty cool to take. I said this when this was reported. I was hoping it would fall on a weekend, but it's a Tuesday night. I don't know how many people are going to be able to make that from Arkansas, but it is in Christmas time. You get to see the big, I guess, Rockefeller tree and experience New York around Christmas. If that's something you maybe want to do.
It's on my radar. I'm waiting for the date to be set. Yeah, it's something I want to go experience, is the Razorbacks in Madison Square Garden. So I think there'll be a lot of fans trying to make that trip, and how the tickets get divided up, how accessible they're going to be, I don't know. But I think you'll have a handful, and you got direct flights out of Little Rock and XNA both to get to, I think it's LaGuardia you fly into. Okay. Yeah. So, I think there'll be people that go up.
Now, for someone that hasn't been to New York since I was 8 years old, where's LaGuardia relative to JFK? Is one closer to Times Square?
LaGuardia is closer to the city.
Okay.
JFK is the international airport where if you're flying internationally, you fly out.
Okay. Well, that would be something, again, you could possibly look forward to. Tuesday, December the 10th, reported. Would you rather have, before we move on and go to break, would you rather have the first game or second game?
It doesn't matter to me. Okay. Because if you got a ticket, you're going to watch both, right?
That's true.
So I'd rather have the first game, because I'm going to watch all of the Razorback game, and then if the second game becomes, less interesting, I can bolt.
That makes sense.
If you're in the second game, then, you're going to sit through the first game, and then you can wander. I mean, there's plenty to do. I know I hadn't been to New York City since 2009, so this is a good reason for me to go.
Mine was, I guess, 03 is when I went. 03. It's been quite some time. It's a cool place. We've never lived there, but Hogs are playing there. Madison Square Garden. Let's go.
So, yeah, go up on Sunday. You get a Sunday night, a Monday night, Tuesday night after the game, fly home Wednesday. I mean, it'd be a nice little trip.
Your old producer, David Fuchs, lives there now, and that would be a fun reunion of sorts, a little Morning Rush reunion in New York City. Plus, it is the basketball mecca in the United States. There is no better. I love Bud Walton. Got a chance to go to Allen Fieldhouse. I went to the Dean Dome and in some other places. There's no basketball haven like Madison Square Garden.
Andy says send you and give you an expense account. I think this is one that, maybe I have to claim and go on.
Well, that'd be a real travesty around my birthday, my 30th birthday.
Well, I wouldn't want to take you away from all the celebrations that I'm sure your close friends and family will be throwing for you.
I mean,
that weekend.
We had kind of orchestrated an idea to make that the 30th birthday, but I mean, if you want to, take away someone's dream from doing that, I guess I can't stop you. Spending the 30th.
Your dream is to go to New York City for your 30th. You can do better than that.
It became a dream in the last couple days, and as of yesterday.
I'll send pictures. How about that? I'll send pictures.
Better than nothing.
Pastrami sandwiches, cheesecake, and basketball. That's
brings back a John on Bleecker Street pizza, too. Just throw it in your
suitcase.
Just throw it in your suitcase.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
Down to three. Brazil. Yes! What a shot by Trevor Brazil!
What a shot by Brazil. With the shot clock going down, Arkansas scrambling against the pressure.
Hey, this is Darren McFadden. You're listening to The Morning Rush.
Live from the Busch Light Studios.
Push. Heard all across ESPN Arkansas and hitthatline.com.
Hit that line.
This is The Morning Rush with Ty Richardson, Tommy Kraft, and Chuck Barrett.
You're in need of a serious attitude adjustment, young man. You better get your priorities straight.
Produced by Christian Johnston.
In spite of the juvenile snickers of some, this is a serious matter.
Call or text The Morning Rush on the McClarty Daniel hotline. With six locations in Springdale and Bentonville, a good deal is never too far away.
You don't need to wear a ball cap, man. You need to let those golden locks flow.
Yes, sir!
That was one of the more memorable moments that Trevin Brazil has had in an Arkansas jersey. A 19-point, 11-rebound effort against Duke, which was one of the more hostile environments the last year or so inside of the Basketball Palace of Mid-America. You're hoping to see more performances like that this season as he has decided to come back to Arkansas. And Tommy posed an interesting question earlier. Who had to convince who? Cal had to convince Trevin? Trevin had to convince Cal. I think Trevin probably had to do a little convincing of his home, telling Cal, telling this staff, I'm ready. I'm re-energized. I'm ready to invest back in this basketball program and hope be a little healthier coming off that ACL injury 2 years ago. Clay is with us now. We'll get some thoughts on Trevin Brazil, but I do want to talk a little more about, we haven't talked a ton about baseball this morning. I want to get Clay's thoughts and perspective on how the season concluded coming up in just a sec.
I have just one question for you.
Are you ready?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
Here he is. The Clay Henry.
Clay, we welcome you in per usual in your Wednesday slot. Appreciate it as always. We got plenty to discuss. I also want to talk about the legend, Wayne Martin, who is on the 2025 College Football Hall of Fame ballot, along with Nick Saban, some other outstanding players over the years. But let's start with baseball. Just kind of get your thoughts on what happened in Fayetteville this weekend.
Yeah, it wasn't any different than all season. You know, there's a high mark every once in a while with their hitting, but by and large, they just didn't score enough runs. And, you know, it's one bad inning by Hagen Smith, and it seemed like everything kind of tumbled down. You know, he had to be perfect all year to carry this team, and he finally had one inning where he wasn't. And it started with control, which had been a little bit of an issue, you know, the last 2 years. And that'll be his the thing that he's got to straighten up. When he gets to the next level, they're going to lay off those borderline pitches that he seemed to get a lot of swing and miss as the hitters get better. But the root of the problem is not enough offense. Batting average was down. It seemed like they lacked, you know, some physical size, you know, some power. Just seemed like all year they made some solid contact, but it was, you know, warning track stuff, and they lacked those big boppers that they've had in the lineup at some points in the last I'd say 20 years. Mm-hmm. And you know, there wasn't a Chad Spanberger, there wasn't a Heston Kerstadt, there wasn't a dynamic bat.
Benintendi, yeah,
and they had signed four out of the high school, and you think, well, we'll get half of those. Well, they didn't get any of the four, and they're all high draft picks and signed. And so that they had to kind of fill in with the portal after that. And that, you know, they were, you know, just didn't have that big bat that would. I never saw somebody in the lineup that I thought they're the three or the four. You know, like you could pencil them in, and you know, they shifted around trying to find a three and a four. Aloy, you know, was that a lot of the time. Well, mm-hmm. He'd been better off at, you know, have him at the two, you know, in the lineup. You know, they got a lot of mileage out of Peyton Holt, a lot of mileage out of Peyton Stovall. Stovall was in some big situations, you know, in the last few games, and it just didn't come up for him. You know, he'd have hits, but maybe not the clutch hits that you needed earlier. And you know, maybe they were pitching around him a little bit, you know, throwing him off the plate because they didn't respect what was behind him. And that, you know, there again, that goes to having that big bopper that, you know, your one and your two, they're going to get better pitches because they know that guy looms. That's my thought on the season. And I know people are disappointed, teams disappointed, coaches are disappointed, but they still had a great season. And to win 20 games in the SEC is saying an awful lot. And the consistency of them winning in the regular season is there. They haven't been consistent in postseason. You know, I've heard people say, well, they're bad in postseason. Well, no, they're not bad. You're just playing against better teams. And, they've had some success and gone to Omaha, so you can't say they're bad. And I get kind of tired of that thought of, you know, well, Dave Van Horn can't get it mm-hmm. done, because, you know, it's you get it done over 3 or 4 months. That's, you don't just get it done over you don't get to postseason without, you know, grinding out a good regular season.
Clay, since you jumped in with us, Melvin and Sheridan dialed up on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. He has a question for you this morning. Melvin, go right ahead.
Mr. Clark, can you explain why the batting averages in the college baseball has dropped so dramatically? When you and me was young men, if they didn't bat 400 or 350, they didn't bat very well. And now 250 is acceptable, really. Can you explain why the batting averages has dropped And it's not just college baseball. It's major
league. No, it's dropped in pro baseball. Yeah. Yeah, I think overall you've seen a real change in the pitching dynamics and more breaking balls, more types of breaking balls. And then the velocity has just gone up. And, you know, I would say consistently there's more guys that are throwing, you know, 95 to 100. And, you know, I remember talking to Brett Abner a few years ago, and he was a two-way player, you know, was playing center field, and he was pitching some and closing. And, you know, he would come in and throw 92. And I was like, are you going to pitch or are you going to hit at the next level? And he says, 92 is nothing. And it got me thinking, 92 is nothing. 92 is pretty good. You know, that's about what Bob Gibson threw.
Yeah.
And, you know, but 92 is average now. You know, it's every team has got three or four that throw 92. You know, then they've got some 94s, and I'm talking about college. If you watch pro baseball, and I'm sure you do, it sounds like you do, the mile power in Major League Baseball is just off the charts. I mean, it's not anything that I would have ever imagined, you know, 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah. Can I take a swing at this? I think it's the track man and the advanced scouting. I think the pitchers have more information, and it's everything you just said, to improve their velocity because they're studying every – it's kind of like a golf swing. You video it and you study every movement element and the 500 things going on in that 1 second. I think it's the same thing with pitching. They study it. They understand it. The track man's providing the data. They adjust. They get better.
Great point.
And now the advanced scouting, Clay, they understand the batters, where the holes are in their swings, what their tendencies are on taking pitches. And that works both ways. But I think the advanced scouting and the data provided with
more
video
help for pitchers than batters.
And track man has put the pitchers ahead of the hitters in today's game.
I think that, yeah.
Clay, am I right or am I wrong?
I mean, I think we're all right.
Okay.
I think that what you're saying.
There wasn't a question, so I didn't say anything, Tommy.
I think that makes
sense. No, it's a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but I'd already had my conversation.
I think
that
makes sense. Clay, I also want to ask you, so Hagen Smith, everyone's going to miss him, right? All-time strikeouts leader, a kid that we saw come on into his own as a true freshman, really in Stillwater first and then in Chapel Hill. You're going to miss him. He's going to be a first-round draft pick, as is Peyton Stovall. You got a kid from Texas, kid from Louisiana. Then you think about homegrown kids like Peyton Holt, Will McIntyre, and guys that maybe weren't as heralded coming out of high school but wound up in Fayetteville, not always the quickest to get to Bomb Walker Stadium. Do you have a player maybe that you've covered and talked to the last couple of years that you're going to miss more than anyone else?
Yeah, I think it's probably Holt. Just the way he plays. I mean, he seems like a typical Dave Van Horn player that is going to be gritty. You know, he's one of those guys, for whatever reason, that came up to the plate aggressive. I mean, if you threw it anywhere close, or even if he thought it was a fastball, it's going to be a strike, and it might be a slider, and you can't get to it, he's going to attack that pitch, and, you know, sometimes to a fault. But, you know, he's probably not the fastest guy, but, man, he made some plays in center field that seemed to – and I don't guess we'll ever forget, you know, the pump fake against Florida and the double play. You catch it and you throw him out. That was a spark to the season. It sparked them to win the series against Florida. And if you go back to that game, you know, that's the reason probably that they were the outright SEC West champs, and that, you know, a game that looked like it was going to get away from them, but it didn't. I remember, you know, the plays that were made by several different players. Hudson White, you know, I really enjoyed watching play the last half of the season.
Really grew, yeah.
He kind of was what they thought he was going to be, you know. Mm-hmm. His issues at Lubbock, he hit for high average and lots of home runs when the wind's blowing out at Lubbock, which it does, and the way that park's set up. And it took him a while to realize that he can't hit just fly balls. He's got to hit line drives to get him out of this park. And he figured that out. Finally, you know, the last 6 weeks, he started hitting line drives, and they turned into home runs. You know, and I credit Nate Thompson for fixing his approach to the plate, where, you know, he's flatter with his swing, hitting more line drives. And I know Nate Thompson gets a lot of criticism for things, but that's, you know, that's a player that, you know, that adapted to what, you know, Nate was giving him.
And Ty Wilmsmeyer, I think, is a player over the last 2-3 weeks, got on base a lot more, changed. I don't know, you know, I can't speak to exactly how he changed his approach at the plate.
He went to right field, Tommy.
But the reason he came out of center field was because
his approach to the plate. Okay. He hit everything to right field.
Diggs was over there, but yeah.
He quit trying to pull the pitch.
Yeah. But him being on base provided the speed that made the pitchers uncomfortable when he was on, and Chuck brought this up. You know, you look when Arkansas got some things sparked and got some guys in scoring position, it was him. And we need more guys like him on the base paths, and, you know, getting him to where he can put the ball in play was, I think, a huge lift when other guys were sagging.
Yeah, he went from a struggling number one to a number nine that was contributing, and it helped the lineup by a great deal. I mean, he was supposed to be their leadoff guy, but he hit over and over and over weak ground balls to shortstop, trying to pull pitches that you go the other way with. And finally, you know, he went the other way, and good things started happening. He got, to be real honest, he was a bad luck hitter for a good portion of the year. And he became a good luck hitter when he started taking the pitches and going the other way. There were some errors made. Of course, his speed will put pressure on you. But by and large, you know, he stood at second base for the rest of the inning. They just could not, you know, when they would get the bottom of the lineup going, the top of the lineup struggled. And, you know, it's frustrating to watch. But they're, you know, the one thing I know, Dave Van Horn will retool the lineup. You know, one thing people don't account for, you've got a brand new roster every year. There's no continuity in what the coaches are bringing. Pitching is a little, there's been some continuity. So they've had Matt Hobbs, some of these guys, for 2 and 3 years. But basically every year, Nate Thompson gets a whole new lineup. And that's tough. You've got a different language that you're speaking, and the hitters, you know, they've got to figure that out. Sometimes they don't.
Yeah. Hey, we're brought to you by The Fence Man, the company you can trust when it comes to building your next fence. I can tell you they built gates for my fence several years ago. They've been durable. They've been exactly what we needed, and they make our fence look great. Plus, I've got controlled access with combination codes. You can punch in at each gate to allow who you want in or out of your fence, even when you're not home. So if you need a fence, gates, or anything that involves fencing, call our buddy at The Fence Man. Sean will answer the phone. 782-3936 is their number. 782-3936. The Fence Man. He ain't afraid of no work.
Guys, any idea where the College Baseball Hall of Fame is?
I would think Omaha, Nebraska, but okay. I'm guessing that's not the answer.
Clay, any guess?
Never thought of it.
Overland Park, Kansas.
Okay.
I think it was recently named to be there in the last year or so. The reason I bring that up is because I would guess Hagen Smith is going to wind up being there. I don't know. It's probably 10-20-year window till he can be eligible for it. But as Arkansas's all-time strikeouts leader, as an All-American, he's going to wind up there, I think, at some point. Clay, I don't know about Wayne Martin, who is a part of the 150 players on the ballot for and coaches and other people for the class of 2025. Now, I know you've been to Atlanta, Georgia, and that College Football Hall of Fame, which is really cool, really unique setup. Martin's a guy that I still think is Arkansas's all-time career sacks leader, and a guy that I know you've talked about numerous times on this program.
Yeah, great player. I mean, you start with his recruitment out of Cherry Valley, which anybody know where Cherry Valley is? Come on, somebody take a guess.
I'm going to stay in Kansas, like over in Parks. In Kansas, Clay?
Cherry Valley's in Arkansas.
Went a state too far, then, sounds like.
Yeah, you were going the wrong direction.
Wrong direction.
It's in far east Arkansas, northeast Arkansas.
Okay.
I don't know if that's northeast, but let's just say east Arkansas. I mean, it's you can smell the Mississippi River from there. There was intense
it's in
recruiting.
Cross County. Yeah.
Huh?
It's in Cross County.
There you go. It was an intense recruiting battle between Arkansas and Ole Miss. And Ole Miss broke every rule that you can break. And, that was highly documented. You know, I think, you know, Coach Hatfield turned him in and you know, they got nailed. It's a few years later. He has 5 sacks against Ole Miss. I mean, it's like, boys, this is what you guys were trying to buy. I remember one play in particular, and it was against Tulsa, and Tulsa put in a walk-on offensive guard, and they chop block against Wayne, and tore up his knee. So he missed the better part of that season with ACL surgery. But it spoke to, you know, that they did everything they could to block him, and then boom, they did that. George Henshaw was at Tulsa, 1 year head coach. They pretty much ran him out of there because of dirty tactics, and then he went to the NFL. It wasn't long after that with Denver. You know, he got accused of the same thing, chop blocks, which is the dirtiest play in football. That's why it's a 15-yard penalty. But it was obvious to me that there wasn't any way to block that guy, you know, the last 2 seasons that he played.
I'll tell you what, we're getting some text in here. Apparently Nathan says, like I said, it's near Wynn.
13 miles from Wynn.
Zach and Paragold saying it's
East
in
Arkansas.
It's in his neck of the woods. Clay, one of the things we were kicking around earlier in the program is us kind of going statewide. So if there's anyone in Cherry Valley listening right now and you want us to do a show there, get with Tommy on that.
Yeah.
That would be a...
Thanks for adding that to my plate.
Yeah.
If you do it out on somebody's porch, just bring the mosquito spray.
Yeah, this time of year especially, but...
Why is Jonesboro so bad with bugs? I've never understood that. Is it near water or what?
Close to the river. I mean, that part of the state's got a lot of rice production, too.
Just a lot of irrigation, a lot of... You know, the fields require irrigation, so you're going to have standing water. Standing water is the magic elixir for mosquitoes.
Okay. One of my friends is from Jonesboro, a.k.a., as he calls it, J-Bug, and he's like, you're going to be flabbergasted how many bugs you see. And I was like, it's Arkansas. I'm used to this. Yeah. I was not ready. I was not
prepared. I guess when I was probably 15, we played a baseball series in Brinkley, and I was in right field for a little while. We had red stirrup socks. My sanitaries were red from killing mosquitoes on my ankles.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.